This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Democratic presidential challenger Joe Biden is urging patience as the vote counts continue in key states, while President Donald Trump insists he's being cheated by Democrats. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Biden is in a commanding position and stands on the cusp of capturing the 270 electoral votes needed to win.
We are absolutely confident that Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States.
But Biden campaign chief Jen O'Malley Dillon is joining him and urging supporters to be calm as the count continues. The president says the count should stop. He's showing no signs of giving up, baselessly alleging electoral fraud as his campaign mounts legal efforts in several battlegrounds. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the Trump campaign has dropped its bid to stop the count of mail-in ballots in Las Vegas. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Trump campaign and Nevada Republicans have ended an effort to stop the count of mail ballots in Las Vegas. A document has been submitted to the state Supreme Court saying a settlement has been reached requiring Clark County election officials to supply additional observation access at a ballot processing facility in Las Vegas. On Election Day, the state Supreme Court declined to stop the count based on an appeal of a state judge's decision not to stop processing mail ballots in Las Vegas and surrounding Clark County. But Trump campaign representatives say they intend to file another complaint in U.S. District Court in Las Vegas to try to stop what they say are improper votes. I'm Mike Gracia.
And days after the election, control of the U.S. Senate is hanging in the balance with a few races still undecided. Republicans trounced Democratic challengers in crucial states on election night, but so far, the GOP failed to lock down the seats needed to retain their majority. One race in Georgia is headed to a January 5th runoff, and